Okay, it was a bombshell on Friday when James Comey released to Congress a letter saying, look, we found a whole bunch of email and we're looking into it. Now Reuters is reporting that apparently on Thursday, the day before, Comey was actually briefed on the email situation by his top aides. And then over at the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch found out about it, and she asked for a meeting, apparently. And they sat together in a room, and she was explaining that if he were to release a letter, it would violate department policy. It's just simply too close to an election.
If he released this letter to Congress, and he's saying, wait a minute, are you trying to interfere? Are you trying to tell me to stand down?
Right. Are you?
She backed off then, and he actually then went ahead and reached the letter. The other thing is, when people bring up Loretta Lynch, this is just underlining the rivalry between the two. And of course, Loretta Lynch had to recuse herself because she was with the former president and the husband of the candidate. So she goes, I'll recuse myself and give it to my deputy. So then she put herself back in. Then she backs out. Now they're back in looking over the shoulder of the FBI to try to get this done by election
day. The question is, why would she say it's violating policy if you send this letter?
Could be the Hatch Act, but it's not. Upon further review, it doesn't violate the Hatch Act.
Well, it's something completely...
Or is it because she didn't want the information out?
Those are two different things. And so a longstanding tradition, apparently, at the Department of Justice, you don't release this if it could affect the outcome of an election. But he specifically said, are you ordering me not to do this? You know, are you ordering me to keep this bombshell secret? She did not say he could not send it out. And the next day, he sent it out.